I'm Noreen Ajmal. Welcome to the Kemp IT Law Vlog. The payments industry is a complex and interesting mix of stakeholders and priorities. The use of electronic payment systems has risen exponentially in recent years, and simultaneously, the use of cash has declined. This trend has been accelerated by the pandemic, and whilst it has brought many benefits, the greater dependency on and use of electronic payments has also introduced new challenges and risks. In its annual strategy published in January this year, the Payment Services Regulator, or PSR, has clearly set out where the payments industry is and what its priorities are in seeing it develop and evolve further. It has set out a number of desired outcomes linked to its priorities for the coming 5 years. First, it wants payment systems to meet all people's needs, and it wants to ensure users have continued access to payment services they rely on, and support an effective choice of alternative payment options. Second, it wants users to be sufficiently protected so as to increase their confidence in using UK payment systems, as currently redress is not always available when harm such as fraud occurs. Third, it desires effective competition in payments so there is more choice and for users to be protected when competition is not sufficient. And lastly, it wants payment systems to be efficient and commercially sustainable. It wants to act to ensure the interbank systems provide the infrastructure and rules and incentives to foster innovation and competition in payments. So how will this all happen? Well, some of the actions a PSR will take are the removal of barriers to the development of new services that meet user needs, applying appropriate and robust regulation to newly designed payment systems in line with the principle of same risk, same regulation. It will look at engaging with other financial services regulators to ensure decisions are aligned and the division of responsibilities is clear. Developing governance of interbank rules, giving Pay.UK, the operator and standards body for the UK's retail payment systems, a stronger role in leading the development of protections. Developing interbank systems to provide greater competition in payment services. It will also look at the basis for card scheme fees and cross-border interchange fees. In June, it announced 2 market reviews on each of these. It will also consider any shorter-term measures that might be appropriate until longer-term measures can be implemented. These are exciting, interesting developments, but clearly they will need time, money, and the ability to balance competing interests. If you'd like to learn more about developments in the IT financial services space, take a look at our vlogs, blogs, and white papers at kempitlaw.com.